so many of you have been calling through since yesterday, messaging and so forth, to say you're really distraught about the way things have gone pear-shaped in terms of all your plans for travel. And I think the question keeps coming up, are we insured for travel if our flights are cancelled, if they're postponed, if our holidays or any kind of business trip has been postponed due to the outbreak of the coronavirus and the limitations in terms of travelling overseas? What is going to happen to that money? Have we lost it all? And we thought we'd bring into the conversation an expert on this who's able to talk us through some of these aspects. Joining us on the line now, sales manager from travel insurance consultant Simi Micheli. Thank you very much for your time on the program this afternoon, Simi. Lovely to have you with us. So obviously, the assumption is that when you book for an overseas trip, there is some level of travel insurance that is taken. Could you give us a sense of what kind of travel insurance cover would ensure that the buyer gets compensated for cancelling a trip?
Yes, Joanne. When you purchase a standard product, you get a number of benefits. Obviously, the heartbeat of travel insurance is covering your medical expenses overseas, an unforeseen and unexpected accident or illness that occurs overseas. We receive the premiums in rand and we pay the claims in foreign currencies. So that's really what travel insurance is all about, that aspect of insurance. But included in your standard cover, you would get other benefits, a number of other benefits, including cancellation cover. Now, the cancellation cover on any travel insurance policy will list the perils that you're going to be insured for. So the insurer will say, right, if you need to cancel your trip because of an unexpected illness or accident prior to departure, or there's a terrorist incident in the city where you're visiting, or an airline is having a strike or a civil commotion, et cetera, et cetera, and you can't travel, you will be insured. So the perils are listed. Some of the top-of-the-range products will then go further and they'll say, right, we have an unspecified event benefit or an unspecified peril benefit if you buy the top-of-the-range product. And that is if you can't travel because of any of the benefits that are not listed above. So all travelers that have that kind of product would have cover if they've needed to cancel because there's been a travel ban issued to a particular area.
All right. So tell me, on average, how much would that kind of product cost? Because it's obviously the bells and whistles contained in that travel insurance.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to pay a little bit more for that kind of product, Joanne, and it depends on what the age of the traveller is, the destination the traveller is going to, the duration of the journey. So if you look at a two-week trip, a middle-aged person, for example, probably about 1,150 rand to insure your holiday.
So it could be very worth it in the long run to actually lay
Absolutely.
Out that cost, even though it's
Absolutely.
A little bit painful.
The important thing to remember is to qualify for this unspecified event benefit is that one needs to purchase their insurance the moment they part with their money. So most insurers will have a time limit and they'll say to qualify for the unspecified cover, you need to purchase your insurance within 48 hours of paying for your trip. That's very important to remember.
All right. And this is not the sort of complementary cover that's covered by banks or by some medical aid providers. This is a separate thing that you would need to pay for.
Correct. Yes. Okay. Most banks and some medical aid providers will give you a travel benefit, and that's usually limited to medical cover only. So when one is traveling, one has to have a look and make a decision within 48 hours, have a look around at what benefits are and how far you want to go to protect your investment.
Right. I mean, this is slightly uncharted territory, even as tourism and travel goes, Simi. So in the event of a world body like the World Health Organization declaring a pandemic, do the benefits change in any way?
Joanne, some insurers will say this is now a known event and all policies issued up to a specific date have the cover, and going forwards, we're not covering it. But good news is that most insurers in South Africa haven't withdrawn the cover. So it's still business as usual. If anyone is going to be booking a trip now, it would be wise to immediately make a decision and purchase a policy within 48 hours of paying for their trip.
All right. Let's take a quick call from Thabang in Joburg, Simi, if you don't mind. Thabang, what's your question for Simi?
Hi, good afternoon, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, Thabang.
I just wanted to ask, in the event where you booked with travel agents, right, and you booked like a couple of months ago and you had told yourself you'll buy the travel insurance closer to the time of travel, particularly for medical purposes, what happens where they want to enforce their regular terms and conditions where they want you to forfeit 80% of your booking fee, but the hotels where you were going to stay have confirmed actually to you that they can return 100% of the money because of this unforeseen circumstances. I mean, all of this is unknown to anybody in recent memory. So what happens in the future? But the travel agent wants to keep 80% of it.
Yes,
ma'am. I didn't hear most of the question, Joanne, unfortunately.
Simi's question essentially is about the fact that, you book, say, 5 months in advance for a trip. The travel agency then gives you the option of booking your actual travel insurance a little bit later on, closer to the time. But I understand that the travel agency wants to impose an 80% sort of levy, so to speak, on that.
Cancellation.
Thabang, are we talking about cancellation here?
Yeah, so I want to cancel the trip, but they're saying that I'll forfeit 80% while the service providers like hotels confirmed that they will return 100% of the money.
I'm sorry, Joanne, I can't comment on what the terms and conditions would be for a travel management company on bookings. Sorry about that.
It will vary from one company to another, no doubt.
Yes.
Simi, thank you very much for speaking to us. It's very much an individual situation, depending on what kind of package you have booked. So it's difficult to answer some of these questions, but you will have to go back to your travel agent and go through those conditions again and just make sure you have a particular type of insurance that does cover that. Simi Michele, thank you very much for speaking to us. She's the sales manager from Travel Insurance Consultants.